State Senate Bill 1487 was signed by Governor Doug Ducey in 2016 and has proven to be one of the more impactful pieces of legislation that have gone into effect during Ducey's more than 7 years in office. The law is one of the clearest examples of the frequent conflict between state legislators, Republicans most often, and county and city officials. Reporter Rachel Leingang, co-founder of the Arizona Agenda, wrote about the legislation's origins and its most recent related filing in a story titled "The Most Anti-City Law 5 Years Later." She spoke with our co-host Steve Goldstein and began by explaining what SB 1487 does.
SB 1487 is referred to as the mother of all preemption laws. Essentially, it allows any one sitting lawmaker to file a complaint alleging that a city broke a state law, and the consequences are huge if they are found to have broken that state law and they don't fix it. They can lose what's called their state shared revenues, which amount to a huge percentage of a city or town's budget. So basically, any one lawmaker can make a claim and it can start this investigation that in itself costs a bunch of money. In the process, they've essentially chilled local governments from a lot of, you know, the ordinances that they want to do to serve their constituents.
What was ostensibly the motivation? Because I presume people who will read the piece in Arizona Agenda or just think about it themselves will think, oh, this is a chance for lawmakers to fight against cities and counties that they don't think are in line with their views.
That's completely it. And the bigger picture, too, is that our state legislature has for quite some time had this sort of relationship with the cities where, you know, they don't like the federal government. And they also don't like the local governments. And they themselves want to be in charge of the lawmaking. And, you know, they view cities and counties and towns as subdivisions of the state. So they should be following state laws. You know, that also presumes that those laws are clear to begin with. And in some cases, they really aren't. So, you know, it stems from this push and pull between, you know, local and state. And it's been a long time problem. These days, the state legislature is redder than many of our big cities. So that's part of it, too. You know, the political dynamics are, you know, they can't be ignored.
Folks in state government don't like when the federal government comes down on them. So why is it okay if they do it to the cities and counties?
This just stems from kind of how they view it. The Republicans in the state legislature view cities and towns as, you know, subdivisions, as opposed to, you know, we have as states a lot of things that aren't prescribed in the federal, you know, laws are given to states as, you know, their opportunity to self-govern. So it's just sort of a philosophical viewpoint there.
There haven't been that many complaints using 1487. Tell us about that. But what's the latest one we need to know about?
The first one filed in 2022 is about short-term rental ordinances. Paradise Valley wanted to, they have an issue with party houses, you know, Airbnbs that become just, you know, kind of nuisance neighbors, if you will. Warren Peterson in the legislature filed a complaint against that. Interestingly, he owns an Airbnb in Gilbert. But there's no such thing as a conflict of interest in the Arizona legislature, as we know. So, and then, you know, in the past 5+ years now, there have been 22 complaints. But many things don't, you know, necessarily rise to the level of a complaint, but a city will notice that another city received a complaint and it prevents them from moving forward on something. So even though the number of complaints is not that high for cities and towns, they say this is, you know, one of their biggest obstacles that they face on an ongoing, constant basis.
And how much involvement has the Attorney General's office had to have so far? Did they tell you how much time they've spent on this, whether a lot of these things actually have been worth the office's time?
They wouldn't estimate what time or money they've spent on this. But in looking back at previous articles, I saw that at one point, you know, several years ago, they estimated that each complaint took about 100 hours of attorney's time. And as we know, attorneys are not, you know, the most affordable hour of time that you can spend. So they wouldn't say. And it's worth noting as well that the law does not give them, the Attorney General's office, any discretion here. It says that if a complaint is filed, they have to investigate. So, and then the process is within 30 days. If it gets to the level where the Attorney General decides that something does violate state law, it has to go directly to the Arizona Supreme Court. So all of these things are not optional.
Senator Paul Boyer, he's someone who actually voted against the law initially, or the bill initially, and then actually filed a complaint of his own. What did he tell you about what he felt at the time, and then whether there was any sort of contradictory behavior on his part?
So he actually filed the first complaint, despite voting against the bill initially. The way he described it was, it was a tool, and it was a tool available to me. And the complaint was something that I vehemently disagreed with. So that's why I filed it. But since then, he's come to the belief that the law 1487 should be repealed. He's become much more interested in local control, you know, in his time in the legislature. And it's worth noting, this is his last year in the legislature. So certainly people become more candid when they're about to leave.
The heaviest part of this is the impact it would have on county and city budgets, which is an enormous hammer for the legislature to wield. How does that play into what we're seeing?
Basically, you know, from what cities and towns and counties have said, they really can't afford to fully, you know, litigate these issues because of the cost of litigation. But also, you know, in the end, if they were to lose state shared revenues, it is completely untenable. There was a complaint against Maricopa County last year related to, you know, the election denialism, if you will. And that one would have cost Maricopa County 40% of their annual budget. You know, you cannot make that money up anywhere else. So it's just become this insurmountable thing for a city or town. And then when you put it in the context of a small town, like, you know, a Bisbee or something like that, not only can they not afford the legal process to get to, you know, what would ultimately be a determination on it, but their, you know, state shared revenue is just not an option to lose it. So it's this sort of, you know, huge hammer, if you will. The consequence is so large that, you know, something like a plastic bag ordinance could lead to the constituents of a town losing some of their critical services.
Rachel Leingang of the Arizona Agenda. We've been talking about the piece, The Most Anti-City Law 5 Years Later, about Senate Bill 1487. Rachel, thank you.
Thank you.